Hi, I'm Gwen Whitfield from Always Brighter, home of the Better Feeling Thought and the place to find inspiration to keep growing, learning, and reaching for a brighter and more fulfilling life. Today on The Brighter Side, we're diving into the art of fulfillment. Why an art? Because it takes perspective, an open mind, and a desire in your heart to create a more meaningful life. It's definitely not a science. It's fluid and it changes. Fulfillment is totally subjective and it takes many, many different forms, not only from one person to the next, but over the span of your life. I know it has in mine. Understanding fulfillment is a process of awakening. In my 20s, living a life of fulfillment meant trying to find my vocation and a significant other. In my 30s, it was about strengthening my relationships and building a family. And now that I've reached my fourth decade, I better understand my connection to and my place in the universe. Living a fulfilling life for me now is acknowledging and using my gifts and life experience to encourage and light the path for those who are seeking a brighter and more fulfilling life. I love what Tony Robbins says about fulfillment. If you haven't seen his movie, I'm Not Your Guru, it is a must watch on Netflix. And just a side note, I used to catch glimpses of Tony on his infomercials back in the day and thought he was a total shyster. Y'all, he's a genius. I'm totally hooked with a capital H. So, here's what he says about fulfillment. Only those who have learned the power of sincere and selfless contribution experience life's deepest joy, true fulfillment. There are so many distractions in life. We have so many things we need to do and take care of every single day. Between the coffee spills on the carpet that need cleaning up and the kids that need to get to swimming on time or the cat who can't stop spitting up hairballs despite the hairball control food you buy or the client that requests yet another revision and needs you to work late yet again, our hearts and minds are pulled in 35 different directions each and every day. It's enough to drive you to the brink of self-destruction or at least become a functioning chocoholic. If you watch that Tony Robbins video, you'll see a young man on the verge of suicide. Depression is the opposite of living a fulfilling life. I remember Tony saying that depression is nothing more than obsession with yourself. And I know what that is like. I have experienced that state of deep suicidal depression. I've never talked about it outside my marriage because it's not something I'm proud of or have ever wanted to publicly own before now. But the one thing that kept me from exiting stage left was remembering those that were most in need of my presence, my family, my husband, and my children. When instead of focusing on how to leave this life, I focused on what it would do to those that loved and needed me, I found a real, honest reason to keep going, to get up in the morning and get over myself enough to be physically there for them. I clung to that and slowly began to find meaning in this life. Long story, very, very short, I found healing through changing my patterns of thought, which led to changes in my patterns of behavior, becoming healthier physically through exercise and diet, and mentally by affirming my worth through affirmations and visualizations. The Better Feeling Thought Technique literally saved my life. I found joy in getting outside of myself and feeling connected to the universe and to the beautiful spirits popping into my life that were helping me to grow and heal. I'm so eternally grateful for the people that God brought into my life at just the right time. And I hope that if you need that someone in yours, I can be that person for you. It's that getting outside of yourself and focusing your attention on how to make the world better, how to contribute to the universe and add pure positive energy back to it that deepens the meaning in your life. It's finding your passion for service and helping to meet someone else's need instead of dwelling on your own. It might be as simple as spontaneously telling a friend that you love them or as giant as starting a foundation to stop hunger. It truly is an art, and it takes a mental shift towards living a life that is directed outward and not dwelling on your self-imposed limitations and feelings of insignificance. I mean, imagine what it would feel like to wake up every morning with excitement and joy, feeling privileged to go do your thing. I used to wake up dreading the morning light. I wanted to stay beneath the covers and wish that the sunrise just wouldn't come, so I would have to get up and struggle to get through yet another day. It was a heart-wrenching, soulless existence. Now I'll wake up in the morning with a sense of joyful expectation that I get to experience life with these unique and funny and interestingly human souls that surround me, knowing that when I go to work, I'm putting my best self out there by using this gift of encouragement. I tell myself that this is my day and yet another chance to bring light and joy into the world. It's a vastly different way to live, and if I can do it, so can you. You have your own calling, your own passion, your own reason for living, and for adding value back to the world. Now, the most fulfilling life is brought about by balancing your needs with this outward-directed, service-oriented life. You have to fill yourself up first. Then you can create a healthy and sustainable balance between taking care of yourself and sharing your gifts with the world to make it a better and brighter place. When you're able to move toward this balance, that's true fulfillment. It really is an art. Before this moment, I wasn't ready to give. I had wounds to heal and lessons to learn before I could ever begin to share my story and turn to a life of service. If you're struggling with feelings of lack and unworthiness, please, please, please grab my 6-week series of Always Brighter Affirmations. These are the affirmations that change the way I think, and I know that they can do the same for you. So, where are you right now? It's time to take action. Pop down in the comments below and let us all know how you're living an artfully fulfilling life or what you're going to do right now to start moving toward it. Be sure to take a moment to support your fellow Brightsiders by giving sweet high fives in the replies. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next time on the Brighter Side. Look, I got a new headband from Target, because everything I buy is from Target these days. It's okay. I'm going to level up, and I'm going to be able to go to the Loft or something like that, maybe. Old Navy? No, that's pretty that's Target-y too, right? But anyway, nothing wrong with Target. I love Target. This sweater's from Target. This dress is from Target. This headband is from Target. Starting over. Today on The Brighter Side, we're diving into the art of fulfillment. Go, 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 teleprompter, go, go, go.